Be committed to the work. Celebrate the work. Don't celebrate the wins. The work is the wins.
Welcome to the No Broke Months for Salespeople podcast, the ultimate destination for salespeople, business people, and entrepreneurs. As you immerse yourself in this show, you'll discover the secrets to unlocking consistent and predictable income. We reveal the new way to persuade human behavior by mastering the art of the teach-to-sell method. Get ready to transform your approach and achieve unparalleled success.
In this episode of the No Broke Months podcast, Dan Roshan shares the blueprint for consistent growth, discovering your superpower, aligning it with the right strategy, and knowing your avatar. He reveals simple systems like his client folder and 3 calls a day rule to keep business steady, plus how to thrive in shifting markets and celebrate the work, not just the closings.
My name is Dan Roshan. I'm the host of the No Broke Months podcast, which is a show for real estate agents to help you have no broke months. Thanks for joining me. Enjoy the show.
Now, how do we meet as many people as possible? How do you find business? What's your superpower? What's your avatar? So you put this in order. What's your superpower? Meaning, like, what is it that you excel at? Once you identify your superpower, then what are all the ways I could find business? Then I connect my superpower with the ways of doing business, with the way of doing business that best relates to my superpower. Does that make sense? So now I'm more likely to do that work. The next thing I do is 5 days a week, I do the work. Now, when you're thoughtful up front, that's going to help you avoid the valley of despair. Okay, because what happens is what so many agents do is they just figure out, like, hey, I'm going to do video marketing, or I'm going to do this, or I'm going to do something. And they have that blind optimism up top. And they think this is the best thing in the world, but they haven't taken the time to say, am I even good at door knocking? Do I even like open houses? Guess what? I don't like open houses. I don't like them. Do you know how many I've done in my career? Less than a dozen, and only when the freaking seller made me. And I went kicking and screaming to them. I'm like, can't Steve do that for me? Right?
Ironically, me, like, that's how we met, wasn't it? At an open house a long time ago.
I was hosting an open house, wasn't
yes,
I?
Yes.
Yeah, well, that seller made me. Was that in Manassas or something?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I remember that open house. Yeah, that freaking seller made me do that open house. Anyways, I mean, I'm grateful for that seller. I'm really grateful. And I'm grateful that I had the opportunity to be able to serve them. So that's what I meant to say. All right. So when you don't consider and you just, you know, you come to some webinar and you say, I'm tripping on my shoes. You come to some webinar and it's like, hey, here's the great thing that you could ever do. And you just start doing it because it sounds like a great idea. And you don't love doing it. You're not going to continue doing it. So let's go back and piece this off. So number one, what's your superpower? Number two, now who's your avatar for that superpower? And then number three is what's your way? I think I got that backwards. It's number one, superpower. Number two is your way. Number three is your avatar. Okay, so now we've identified our avatars. Ranch, we're working on this with you right now. We're in the stages of doing this. Then when we know our avatar, then we start marketing or prospecting to that avatar. Then we do that as often as possible, as great as possible, such that we then do as many transactions as possible. We then love on our people for the rest of time. A part of my lead generation is I got a folder of every single past client I've ever talked to. So I do, even though I do everything on the computer, I also like handwritten notes. And I also like when I take the listings, I like to get them signed, not DocuSign. And so I have a folder after I do a transaction, I either take the first page of the listing agreement or I take my note sheet, if I have the note sheet, and I put it into a folder. And that's my very, very easy system. And it's a folder, you know, it's got many of my past transactions. And what I do is I'll be driving in the car, I'll have that on the seat and I'll just pull up one of them and I'll call Rance, who would be in this case a past client. And then I talk to him, check in on him. And then I put that in the back of the folder. So every day I have a minimum of 3 conversations with a past client. All right. And that's my system for it. I just literally keep that folder and I keep it with me. And then, you know, throughout the day, whenever, and normally it's when I'm driving, right? Cause I don't, you know, I can call and I don't have to really, you know, take notes on that type of call, you know, unless if they say, hey, I got somebody, then I'll say, hey, can I give you a call back? And that way I can take notes.
Okay.
So, and going back and without, you know, really, okay, let's say interest rates don't ever go down, whatever. Transactions will always go up. Okay. Like that's an economical, like it will happen. So we can look at the last 50 years. We can look at the last 200 years. We can look at the last 2000 years. And what has happened is money always goes up because it, well, inflation always goes up rather. So things get more expensive. Real estate will get more expensive. When things get harder, people quit. That's a shift, friends. When things get harder, people quit. When people quit, you have less competition. When you have less competition in there, and then when there's a shift in the market and there's more transactions available, that's where your wealth is developed. That's where your business is built. So right now it's time to set the foundation for your business. Because if you don't think through it like this, what happens is you're right here in the front and you're like, this sucks, this sucks, this sucks. And then guess what happens? Emotion goes down. This sucks, this sucks, this sucks. You're excited. And now you're not. Because who could be excited when it sucks? And if that's right there in your face and you're not able to look past that, then guess what? You're likely to quit. That's the reality of it. And I'm just throwing it out there just to be fair, just to be honest. Steve, what you got?
So, and I'm sure you remember this from before, you know, the three things we do to our database is feed, touch, and maintain. And the beautiful thing with transactional is not everyone is going to be a transaction now. But the idea is if you focus on feeding with transactional leads, the byproduct is you're feeding your database to get that higher conversion of repeat referral in the future. So it's like you said, that system constantly feeding, get deals in that time. If they don't turn right there, you're still touching them with your database and all the systems. So feed, touch, maintain. Remember those?
And here's the thing. The other piece of this is this. It's in a shifting market when it shifts down. And it's only relational. Even if you have a system, your business is going to go down. Because if you have, let's say, 100 people that you're feeding and loving, and from those 100 people, let's say you get 8 transactions a year. And now there's half as many transactions. From those 100 people, now you're going to get 4 transactions a year. That happened 2.5 years ago. I have agents that I coach today. They've been agents for 25 years that it happened to them because they got lazy. I'm not trying to be derogatory. They got maybe complacent with their business was doing really well because they built it in the beginning and then they had it on autopilot and they're getting referrals, referrals, referrals. And they weren't looking at how could I build new avenues of new business coming in. That's why they hired me. For me to then help them to say, okay, well, let's get some funnels coming so we can get more business coming in for you. Because if you're just going to rely on those relationships, then you're going to be at mercy of the economic marketplace. So regardless if Dan's right about the interest rates or Joe's right about the interest rates, either way, if we're not saying transactional up front, and you're just relying on the relational, then you're going to be dependent on if Joe's right or Dan's right. And so we don't want to depend on that. And when you're a betting person, bet on Joe instead of Dan. I mean, only if you want to lose your bet, but that's fine.
Yeah, and my big takeaway is like, regardless of like opinions or views, like the main thing is remaining consistent with what you're doing, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I do love the way your thought about this, Joe, is like, I don't care. So Joe's really coming across as a really healthy way. I don't care what's going on in the marketplace. I'm going to work anyways. And that's really, really healthy for this right here. Right. Like really healthy for like, there's crap right in front of me. I don't care. I'm going to work through this anyways. That's smart. I'm just looking at what happens after that. Because it will not always stay like this. So it's smart to say, I don't care. It's the same way, you know, I'm going to buy a property to flip. And the lady was like, well, she wants to sell in September. She's like, how are you going to flip it in October? I'm like, people are still buying in October and November and December. I'm not so concerned about it. Real estate sold year long. And that's really more Joe's perspective, which is healthy, which is I'm going to do the work. How will you go ahead, Rand?
No, I'm thinking. I was about to chime in as I don't know. I think with this, I like what you guys have all said in the sense of, you know, Joe said, no matter what's going on, he's going to do it. I've been there at the suck, and I walked away from the industry for a little while, you know, until I realized that this is something I really want to do. And so, you know, that's why I'm appreciative of that perspective. You know, just do the work.
Yeah. Be committed to the work. Celebrate the work. Don't celebrate the wins. The work is the wins. At the end of the day, if I have 2-3 closings today, I don't. But if I did and I didn't do the work, meaning I didn't prospect, I didn't follow up on leads, then I don't feel good about my day. And that's opposite than most people. Most people, when they have the closing, they're celebrating. And I've never celebrated closings because it's not the thing to celebrate. The thing to celebrate is I've got a listing appointment in 2 hours. So I do have that. That's what I'm celebrating.
It's the byproduct of the activity. I love it.
That's right. Whether if I get hired today or not, I will. Yet if I don't, I still did my job. All right, guys. Thank you for your attention. You guys are beautiful. Have the best day of your life. Be grateful. Make good choices. Have a fantastic weekend. If you need me, please reach out. God bless you. I'll see you. Everybody, I want to make sure that you are aware on Tuesdays at 1 p.m. on this same channel, we do a scripts and role play. And it's more than a scripts and role play. It's I go live and actually make calls. And I'll make a call to anybody that you want me to make a call to. I'll make a call to somebody that's your lead. I'll call them and convert them for you. So if you want me to call an expired, an absentee, a FSBO, my own database, whoever you want me to call, I will call and demonstrate to you how to make a successful call, whether that's warm, cold, or indifferent. You guys good with that? Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Put that on your calendar. Share it with your friends. That is open to the general public. So you can share that to other agents, and that'd be fantastic. Hey there, No Broke Months listener. I've got some exciting news. We just passed 375,000 downloads for the No Broke Months podcast, and I cannot have done it without you. I am beyond grateful for every single listener who tunes in daily, takes action, and shares this journey with me. Now, with you and I, let's take it a step further. If this podcast has helped you, imagine what it could do for another salesperson who might be struggling. Share the show with them. Let them know there's a way to create consistent and predictable income, because no salesperson should ever have another broke month again. And hey, while you're at it, don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave us a favorable review. Your support helps us reach even more salespeople who need this. Until the next episode, have the best day of your life. Be grateful, make good choices, go help someone, and share the show with a friend. God bless you.